Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Welcome to Travel Talk, brought to you by the Travel Authority. I'm Bonnie Pintozzi, your host. It's a pleasure working at the Travel Authority, a truly great company that has been around since 1970. Our travel specialists are definitely the experts to go to create those unforgettable trips, because they understand you deserve every trip to be that great. The Travel Authority has three offices in the Louisville area and is also an American Express travel representative. Today our guest is Peggy Glick, Strategic Market Manager for Celebrity Cruises. So with that said, and also in mind that we have a Strategic Marketing Manager on board to take us through 2016 and 17 and who knows beyond, Peggy, welcome to Travel Talk.
Thank you, Bonnie. Happy to be here.
Well, it's always exciting when you join us on the radio, because you bring your passion, but you also bring to life everything new, hot, everything with celebrities. So let's start talking about this, because 2016, there's quite a bit left.
Excellent. Well, first of all, our Equinox is coming in 2017 summer, because she has been gone for many years. So that's the exciting news of what's new in the Caribbean. So we're very happy to bring her back. Now there is a premium brand for guests in the Caribbean. And with her, for 2017, we're bringing 7 and 8 night Caribbean sailings all summer long.
Oh, so, that's a popular. I know that the 7 and 8 night sailings have always been very popular.
Well, especially for families, mm-hmm. too. And because of that, we have added our first summer camp at sea. And from June to the end of August, we'll be having so many different and new events for our children and families at no additional charge. Things like GoPros for the teens, Xbox, of course, for the whole family, Creation Station for the young kids, and we'll have cooking at sea, maybe cupcake decorations for the young ones and pizza making for the teens. So lots of fun things
and we talk
going on for families.
And we talk so much about the multi-generational travel and those opportunities. They are so popular. It's amazing. And we've seen, both of us have been in the industry for quite a while, we have both seen that this is a market that is growing by day.
It is. And the other thing that we have done to enhance multi-generationals is on our longer Caribbean, we have added more overnights. You know, people like to go to the Caribbean more than once. So in their repeat visits, it's nice to spend more time in some of those more popular ports of call. So we've added some more excursions, and some of them are like in Jazz Under the Stars in Cozumel, or maybe they'd like to do a sunset champagne cruise in Barbados. We also have a winery tour and wine tasting experience, and then just a little cruise in some Caribbean rhythms in St. Martin, but things that give them something to do in the evenings when they're having these overnights in the Caribbean. And those are on our longer Caribbean itineraries.
And with that said, too, when you're looking at these different opportunities out there, you are doing something also with the millennial class as well, right?
Yes, people will be really happy to know this, because our millennium class ships have always been so beautiful, but we just spent a lot of time and effort updating and revitalizing our millennium class ships. And we've added a Tuscan grill. We've taken away kind of the Murano fancy French cuisine, and we've added Tuscan grill, which is, of course, Kobe beef and our Italian fare, and it's the most popular. And then we've added a rooftop terrace onto the deck, the top deck, and it is outstanding. It is the most clean, modern, luxury, inviting space. And people can go there, and we have a huge TV screen where we're going to be showing films. Along with that, we're offering a taste of film, so guests can purchase these perfect pairings to the film. They are 5 small plates, and so if there's an Italian film, then they'd be served 5 small Italian dishes. Great fun. in the middle of the ocean, watching a fabulous film in this wonderful modern luxury atmosphere, and then being served. Can you imagine anything better, Bonnie?
You know, Peggy, I can't. When I first saw that, I thought, you know, that is so unique and it's so exciting. It's the fun of the whole thing. And if you can do things under the stars, what a great opportunity to be outside. And also, you know, I love that little 5-course mini meal that's served to complement the film.
And that's optional, by the way, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
So. They can choose to just watch the film and, you know, have a drink and enjoy it without that. But it's a wonderful option for them.
Well, that's what you always do, Peggy. I mean, when I think of celebrity, I think of the options. I really think about those. You do bring out the best in all of us when we sail. And fortunately, I have had the opportunity to sail with you. And I can tell you that it's always very unique. Before we get into some of the things about the holidays and all that that's coming up as well and some of the offers, take me from the client's perspective, the feeling when they walk on one of your ships.
Oh, I love this. When you walk onto a celebrity ship, when we introduced ourselves as class ships, people that came on the ship said, "This ship was made for me." It is a large ship, the small ship feel. And the foyers are so magnificent and so welcoming. And when we brought out the ships, we had music in the foyer. And people just started to dance. So now we have music in the foyer all the time. And you might see just a little guitar player or a string quartet. In the evening, it might be a rocking band. But that's how you feel when you first walk on. The other comments I get are, it is the most comfortably sophisticated cruise I have ever been on. There are great places to get away from it all and great places to join the party. So this is how we bring modern luxury to every corner of the experience.
And that's so important, because it's the sense of, I get on a cruise and I can have it my way. I don't have to conform to something. I mean, there are certain things I want to do. There are certain things from a dining experience. But if I just want to relax one day, or if the next day I want to get up and dance and enjoy all the activities, that's the flexibility. That's the great part of it. And you have a unique spa experience too, right?
We do. We have the very, very decadent spa at sea, and we are so proud to bring that. We also have a very unique class of travel called Aqua Class, and that caters to the serene spa lover. And Canyon Ranch is our signature spa. It is fleet-wide. We all know what that name brings to us. And if you wanted to travel in Aqua Class, you get a spa concierge who makes all of your appointments. You're on a deck where there are no, you know, thirds or fourths. It's very adult, no children. And they get extra amenities in the spa as well, plus their own private dining room called Blue.
And I've had that opportunity to go in and see that and experience that when I was on board. And it is. It's just a surreal area, and, you know, something that you just, you know, you take away from your cruise, and because that's what you wanted to do as well. And you say, I'm home. I have to go home from this. I don't think so. But, you know, sometimes you just do have to get off the ship, and then you expect that in your home at the same time. But let's talk about some of the ships that are going into a certain island that's kind of interesting these days, right? You have two new ships going in.
Oh, yes. Our Galapagos Islands. This was a well-kept secret. We've always had the jewel called Expedition in the Galapagos Islands. She sails every 7 nights, and she holds 100 passengers. We've just done a major revitalization. Everything is new on Expedition, and she has new public rooms, new staterooms. We've even created suites, a wonderful, wonderful product there. And we have now added 2 ships to the Galapagos Islands. We've added what we call the Exploration, and she is a 16-guest ship. about 319 tons, just under 100 feet long. But that would be great for, wouldn't it be great to charter a small group for 16 guests to the Galapagos Islands?
It would be terrific, and I know that from a standpoint of the groups and meetings and different incentives we do, that really is of interest because it gets a really intimate type of atmosphere together. Think about that, 16 people alone, and it doesn't even have to be the company you work for. It could be a group of friends who just said, hey, this is an experience. Let's all do it together.
Absolutely. And then we have a 48 guest ship called Experience. And she is also brand new to our fleet. They are all starting to sail in March of 2017, and we've been booking them, since mid-year of 2016. So now there are so many options in that amazing Galapagos Islands.
And Peggy, you
experience,
just...
exploration, our flagships that has been there for so long.
And Peggy, when you just said you've been making those reservations for a while. If I'm a listener and I'm sitting there and saying, is it too late? Or, when's the best time to make these? I mean, obviously, when you decide that you're going, it's time to make those reservations in advance, just to make sure that you also get your selection, as opposed to waiting and maybe it'll be sold out. But for these unique experiences, how far in advance do you think?
Well, quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Because keep in mind that 16 guests, 48 guests and 100, they're going to go fast. There just isn't, there aren't enough beds on the ships.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say sometimes we have some last-minute inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Right now there are some opportunities around the holidays and in early 2017. But generally speaking, you better be thinking, 9 months to a year before
yes.
you want to make that trip.
Okay, well, I couldn't agree more with you, so I wanted our listeners to get a grasp of the popularity and also the inventory. That's, it's very select. Speaking of which, when we talk about 2016, but there's still some things, I want to get into just all different ideas between the holidays and all these different options that are out there. So I'm going to let you take this one away because this is an exciting time to be traveling as well.
It is, and why not celebrate the holidays with celebrity cruises? I mean, we really know how to make your holidays memorable. There are many, many options. So we have not just the Caribbean. Of course, we have Southern Caribbean Holiday Cruise, which is about 12 nights. We have an Ultimate Holiday Cruise, 14 nights. But we also have a 7-night Eastern and 8-night holiday cruise on Eastern as well. But if we still have a Galapagos itinerary on December 18th, maybe you want to go to the Panama Canal. A lot of people plan last-minute trips at Christmas time. They figure they want to take their family somewhere, even Southeast Asia. So we have a lot of things for the holidays and some amazing deals. And let me tell you how Celebrity Cruises makes the holidays memorable. First of all, we have our 5-star service. I mean, we just have a 2-to-1 guest-staff ratio. So for every 2 guests, we have 1 staff member to cater to their every need. And believe me, they love to serve. They love to make that experience absolutely flawless for the guest. We have amazing specific holiday festivities and entertainment on board, a Christmas Day brunch, plus traditional Hanukkah holiday menus. They even have midnight desserts awaiting for Santa. So lots of different things. And let's talk about the entertainment. This is a time, to have a stress-free holiday where everyone can enjoy time with their friends or family. And they have this amazing entertainment that is dedicated to holiday. And throughout the ship, they are just decorated spectacularly. So you are really in the spirit. You're being treated like a celebrity with the service. You're having also enjoying the 5-star dining.
Well, you have the gingerbread houses and the holiday trees and gifts and, like you said, all the special menus that are going on. You have Santa with gifts. I mean,
They do have Santa with gifts.
Right.
You're right. Holiday music. And specially made, handmade gingerbread houses They allow the children to participate in a lot of these cookie decorating and cooking things, because that's a pillar, you know, of our brand is cuisine. So we always involve the entire family with it. We also have shore excursions for families in all ages that are expressly for our holiday sailings.
So you've taken the family time together. They're now on a beautiful ship. They're under the great care of your amazing staff, and they're now away from having to run last minute to the various shopping centers and dealing with the, hi, I'm open on, you know, this particular day, get here now type thing. And you don't have to clean up after the meals. You don't have to do all that at home. You can just take care of yourself and your family and have a memory of a lifetime.
It's so true. And by the way, they have holiday shopping events right on board, because we have amazing boutiques and duty-free pricing. So they can even do their shopping on board while their children are enjoying the children programs and all of the activities for them. So no need to worry there at all.
No finding a parking space at a mall, nothing like that. Think about all these benefits that are going on here. It works out great. So let's talk about an interesting celebrity that we're going to, that you have something going on with. Is that Demi Lovato?
We're really excited about this. Yes, Demi Lovato. Celebrity Cruises is presenting Demi Lovato on four different sailings, where they will be right off of the ship. And so on our 14-night Ultimate Caribbean on December 19th, Demi Lovato will be performing at the Port of Call and then in St. Martin. And then also on December 21st, on our 12-night Southern Caribbean holiday, she will be in St. Martin. On our 7-night Eastern Caribbean holiday on December 24th, that's our celebrity reflection, Demi will be performing again in St. Martin. They're all in St. Martin, and it's when these four sailings stop there. And then on our summit on December 24th. So that is very exciting. People are really excited about seeing Demi Lovato, and she is just a wonderful, you know, really current celebrity and talent these days.
Yes, she is, and that's pretty exciting to have not only the cruise, but you have that concert going on. It's amazing on those sailings. The other thing that I'd like to talk about is a little bit now. I'm listening to this. I'm getting excited. I'm thinking I got to go to one of these. We've got some great specials together, and some of them, because we are part of the American Express Rep Network, the Travel Authority has some really special programs going on, some value added as well, to put those offers in place. So, but the booking window is important. It really is for these exclusive American Express offers, because a lot of them need to be booked between, before November 30th, actually, between now and November 30th. And so you won't want to wait for these to take advantage of them. And the thing that, as a representative of American Express in our offices, we can use your pay with points. So you could actually pay for these various sailings or what you want to do with your points. And we can redeem them at any one of our Travel Authority offices nationwide, basically.
That's a wonderful offer from American Express, and you're exactly right. Now through October 1st and November 30th, exclusively for American Express on select sailings. And by the way, many of them are those holiday sailings, but there are plenty into 2017 as well. They get an extra $75 onboard credit per stateroom. And they get to, these are on Caribbean sailings. So how nice would it be to have an extra $75 to shop for that Christmas gift, or just to, you know, put it toward a shore excursion? Or maybe try your luck in the casino. That's always fun. Or that spa. Take that to that Canyon Ranch spa. I think that might be my choice. Also, that is combinable, Bonnie, with our national promotion of Sail Together, Save Together. And what that is, that it is half off for the second guest and half off price for all the family and friends. So let's say you choose to go with three family members, you would pay full fare, and the other three would get half off price. Plus, you get to choose one of these four perks: a classic beverage package, unlimited high-speed internet, prepaid gratuities, or $300 per stateroom to spend on board. So that, combined with the American Express exclusive offer, is just really too hard to pass up.
Well, I wouldn't want to pass that up for anything. And hopefully our listeners are out there saying, well, I've never thought about this. And the gift of travel is good. You know, it's all year long, but especially at the holidays, because you do make it festive. You do make it inviting, and it's something that the entire family could really, really enjoy. And coordinating their air from any part of the country can be done very easily by any of our travel consultants at the Travel Authority. That's what we do.
They really do. And they provide the integrity that celebrity really counts on, you know, to communicate this to their clients and our guests. And we really have so much confidence in them. So we're so appreciative of that partnership and their professionalism and integrity.
And that is what we see with celebrity, honestly. These partnerships, and we talk about this pretty much every week, about how important they are. We do work very closely with celebrity. And Celebrity has been a long-standing cruise line that our partnerships are valued. We take care of our clients together, and we just make these dreams come true. So, you know, Peggy, it is always a joy to have you on the air with us. And I thank you for joining us today. And let's all together make some dreams come true for everyone by contacting our agents at the Travel Authority. Thanks again, Peggy.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information.
It all happened so fast.
It felt like our lives had been ripped apart.
Over 13 million people were victims of identity theft in 2015.
I was just so angry and frustrated.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate.
More than half of the victims of identity theft spent over a year trying to resolve issues.
It happened when we were traveling, which we were told doubles your risk.
Luckily, help is just a phone call away to the Travel Authority. Iris Identity Protection offers proactive identity monitoring to the deepest corners of the internet.
I wish I had a way of turning back the clock.
Credit monitoring, timely email alerts, and $1 million in identity theft insurance.
Our lives will never be the same.
Iris Identity Protection through the Travel Authority. Peace of mind when you travel, peace of mind when you're home.
Today, our guest is Edie Rodriguez, CEO and President of Crystal Cruises, Crystal Yacht, River Cruises, Crystal Luxury Air, and a private charter air. And Edie, tomorrow might be an additional company, right?
Oh, you're very funny, Bonnie. Well, first of all, hello to all of your listeners. It is truly my crystal pleasure to be here chatting with all of you today. And yes, at All Things Crystal, we continue to grow. We're building lots of new brand experiences, and we're delighted to offer luxury travelers around the world really unique experiences to create memories of a lifetime. And I will be remiss if I don't also announce that I'm coming to you from New York City, where last night, on behalf of the company, I had the humble and privilege and honor to accept, on behalf of the company, perhaps the most important travel award in the whole travel industry, Condé Nast Traveler's Reader's Choice Award. And I am honored to say that Crystal Cruises won it for a record-breaking 23 years, more than any other hospitality brand. We also won it by the highest point spread margin, and we were the highest ranking number voted ocean vessel company. So I'm really, really proud of our team, Crystal, around the world. I say kudos to them, and thank you to the Condé Nast Traveler Reader's Choice voters. But I wanted to share that great news with you, Bonnie.
Well, Edie, thank you so much for sharing that, and it must have been a thrill, to consistently be receiving these awards, and you deserve them. I mean, it's an amazing experience on Crystal. We all know it. So let's let our listeners in on a few things that are happening. But let's talk about that Crystal experience. I always like to talk about when you walk on board, what do you feel? What can our listeners who decide to go on Crystal, what is that feel when you walk on?
Well, you know, I'm a global luxury consumer slash traveler myself, so I always benchmark against my own feelings and experiences. And I have to say, I just came off Crystal Symphony on a 12-night journey from Rome to Lisbon, and it was extraordinary. And it really simply boils down to the service. As I've often said, you know, service is a term like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. It means different things to different people. But I will tell you, by anybody's measure and standard, the Crystal service is very unique. It's very special. And what they will feel is whatever their individuality is and the way they want to be serviced, that team member, that crew member on board very quickly locks into that. They're trained to look and understand, even when it's a husband and wife, and the wife wants one thing and the husband wants the other. And it's just a very subtle, luxurious way to be serviced, but never intrusive. And they've mastered the art these 26 years we've been in business. And I always say, back to the Condé Nast Award, we are not a one-hit wonder. Getting to number one is easy. Staying there is the real challenge. At all things Crystal, and especially Crystal Cruises, they stayed there for 26 years and growing and going strong. So it is about the service and the uniqueness. And it is also about a three-character acronym I've coined, ECO. Exclusivity, customization, and options. Everything we do at All Things Crystal going forward will be built around these three points: exclusivity, customization, and options, or eco. And in that genre and to that point, it is about the individual guest and how they want to experience it. And that's what our crew seeks to deliver. And based on certainly anybody's measure, they continue to do that. So it's our uniqueness in our service.
And we're honored to play a part of, you know, the relationship, the Travel Authority and Outtour Company with Crystal have been, it's a true relationship. It's an amazing one where we know when our clients, mutual clients, walk on board that ship, encounter any of the staff, do whatever it takes to make it a wow factor and a memorable experience, we are so confident when that happens because we're together.
It's true. And you know what I always say? I say, certainly for a luxury brand experience, some people say, oh, well, that means never saying no, only saying yes. And what I say and what I try to teach the team is we are a luxury experience. It means owning the challenge of the moment, whatever your individual job description is. So, you know, if you're the bellman and somebody's having a dining issue, you should still try to help them and own that moment of truth. But perhaps more importantly, it really is about making sure that the guest needs are met. And so while we never say no, that doesn't necessarily mean we will say yes. It just means how we attempt to resolve and handle the situation. And I want to also just go back to the eco piece, because that is also in the selling process, which certainly, Bonnie, you and your team members are selling Crystal. And so we implemented a program called Crystal Clear Choices, mm-hmm. and it is about following options for the individual guest, from a cruise fare savings of up to $1,000 per stateroom, or option two, a Crystal Air credit of up to $1,500. The air has to be booked through Crystal. Or an option three of an as-you-wish shipboard credit of up to $2,000 per stateroom. So with these crystal clear choices, they're available on all of our Caribbean sailings and voyages from November 8th through January 3rd and other non-European voyages. So lots of options for your listeners to come and actually book Crystal and experience it for themselves.
Well, and like you said, these are options and these voyages and so forth available for those particular dates. But it's important that people start making those reservations as early as possible. As you said, 2016, we still have quite a bit left. And when we talk about 16, we also talk about holidays and the different sailings and
yes.
the experiences that can be there.
Absolutely. I mean, I always think the best present anybody can give or receive is creating memories of a lifetime. And nothing does that better than a vacation, and particularly around the holidays, to do it with multi-generation family travelers. So I think a Crystal Cruise makes for the most wonderful holiday present, sharing it with your loved ones. And there are lots of opportunities. It is not too late. While we are in mid to late October, there's still plenty of time to book Crystal, not only for this upcoming holiday season, but also we have our itineraries published 3 years out. So we go right through 2019. And while I personally think every Crystal experience is unique and special, one of the really special things that your listeners should be aware of, and there's a little bit of space left if they're interested and they can book, is our 2017 Northwest Passage sailing, departing in August from Anchorage, Alaska, going up and around the Northwest Passage, down through Greenland, visiting New England before it ends in New York. It is a 32-night sailing. We did it last year, last August. We came and ended up in New York in September. It was a historic sailing, the first time a ship that size was able to traverse, but it had the highest guest satisfaction rating of anything we've done in our 26 years. It was literally off the charts. So if any of your listeners have the opportunity and the finances to go on Crystal's Northwest Passage sailing for 32 days, departing August the 17th, that is really an extraordinary experience.
Yes, and we've heard some great feedback from clients about that. It's a unique one. It's a different experience. And when you say, mm-hmm. oh, I've been to Alaska or whatever before, this is a whole new way to see Alaska and points beyond.
That's correct. It is definitely very, very different.
Well, you know, Edie, when we look at the entertainment and the enrichment programs, you do them so well. I mean, you take this, for instance, and then you look at all the other sailings where you can have this luxury cruise, you can take advantage of all these, but there are so many enrichment programs that afford the opportunities of a lifetime on these as well. When you have them, they have these live orchestra performances conducted by Starlight, when you have all these different things going on, can we talk a little bit more about the enrichment programs?
Well, our enrichment program, again, by anybody's measure or standard, always gets voted the best of the best. It's mm-hmm. one of the highest satisfaction rating details from the guests after they sail, telling us how much they love it. And it's very unique and it's very varied for so many reasons. So as an example, it definitely tries to talk to all aspects of the itinerary. So what do I mean by that? Meaning if we start as an itinerary I just did from Rome to Lisbon for 12 days, it took us to many, many different places. And the guest lecture enrichment program has usually a very articulate, historic type speaker, renowned for each of those individual parts of the area, to talk about the history of each of those areas, you know, that whether it was from ancient times or recent history, from a military aspect, a historic aspect, an art and culture and food aspect. So we really try to cover with a broad brush, educating our guests about these amazing places we are taking them to, and their history and the way to experience the food, the wine, the culture, etc. So that's one component of it. The other is everything from our art classes to our some really well-known global world leaders that have come and spoken, from everybody from Desmond Tutu to really former world leaders, to people like, God rest his soul, Louis Zamperelli, who was, you know, taken war prisoner. And the list goes on and on. When he was alive, he passed away 2 years ago. But we have some incredible, incredible speakers that encompass the enrichment program. So it is back to eco, all about as little or as much as somebody wants to do on board. And the really great thing about our enrichment program is that we tape everything. So you never have to be torn with, I can't do this because if I go see this lecture now, as an example. They can watch it in stateroom later on. So if there's ever a lecture going on that they're really interested in, but they don't want to miss their spa appointment or their wine tasting, they can, don't worry, it will be shown in their stateroom on the cruise TV.
Well, and that's wonderful, because, I mean, I don't think of another stateroom I'd rather be in than yours. They're amazing. Just a real quick overview, what the difference is.
Well, of course, you know, depending on which category of stateroom they choose, first of all, they're all outside staterooms. If they pay for a suite type accommodation, they have incredible butlers to service them. And I always say the traveler should really break down per person, the price per person per day to upgrade to a suite. Because when you see that all that is included on Crystal, because we are an all-inclusive brand experience, that means full open bar the whole time. That means all the gratuities are included. So on another brand, these things aren't included. And so with other brands, you say there's a price to get on a cruise and then a price to get off. At Crystal, there really is no price to get off unless you opt to do a shore excursion or get a massage, because every time you want another glass or another bottle of bottled water or a can of Diet Coke or a cappuccino or really top shelf liquors or incredible wines and spirits, all of these things are included. So when you break down to upgrade to a suite, the price per person per day to upgrade, you will see it is really extraordinarily economical. And while all of our stateroom categories are excellent, I always encourage the guests, try to bump up to a suite. And then what they get is the most incredible butler service they will have ever experienced in their life. But within the suite are all of the usual accoutrements. You know, there's a full refrigerator with all of the drinks that you like, fully stocked with what you like to drink. There are the beautiful custom crystal chocolates. There are Nespresso coffee machines, the butler service, beautiful king-size beds when the beds are put together. And the list goes on and on. Etro, amenity, toiletries and robes and slippers. Just a lot of wonderful things, including, you know, fresh fruit basket every day and fresh flowers. It's really quite special.
Well, Edie, I wish I had this at home, but I could order from a pillow menu. So that caters to the wishes.
Well, in fact, right. Not only can you order from the pillow menu of what type of pillows you individually like, but let's say you are hypoallergenic, as an example, you can actually book a pure, P-U-R-E, a pure stateroom category. And the pure stateroom categories are all hypoallergenic, and they have extra accoutrements to make sure that they stay that way throughout the voyage.
Well, we've spoke about the experience. We've spoke about all the some of these different special things that are going on. But when we look at what we're focusing on, like you said, the Caribbean season, you know, South America, all these are really high, you know, demand types of cruises. So, you know, people are making their reservations way in advance. We're never going to say, like you don't, we don't say no. We look at those options. But there's a lot still going on for 2016. And, of course, when you're looking at 2017 Europe voyages on the Symphony.
Yes. And, you know, cyclically, people in an election year in America hold off booking till after the election. Mm-hmm. So November 8th will be upon us pretty soon. But I always encourage people, really make your decision, go forward, plan a great holiday vacation or a lovely fall vacation. We've got lots of incredible itineraries. To me, that's the best time because the school crowds are gone. The weather is usually lovely in certain parts of the world. It's a great time to have a different flavor of a holiday versus the summer crowds and the summer humidity.
Definitely. And you have the crystal sky savings as well.
Yes, we do. They can actually take that as an option and save on air as well.
So, you know, with all of these things going on, with all these options going on, and then we also have, because we are part of the American Express Rep Network, if you're listening to this, you can go into any one of our Travel Authority outdoor offices and pay with points for your from.
Yes.
So that also adds to value in there as well.
Yes, indeed.
It's amazing. I never know how you keep it all together, but you are that type of person that absolutely can.
Well, thank you. It's a great team effort, and I'm honored and privileged to have an incredible team.
You take care of yourself. Congratulations again on a very well-deserved award. And take care of that cold, okay? Because we know what it's like to travel with one of those.
Very true. And again, I apologize for my raspy-sounding voice due to this terrible cold. But I was delighted to share time with you and your listeners. And I encourage your listeners to call the Travel Authority as soon as possible. Life is short. Make up your mind and just call Travel Authority and book anything crystal now so you can create really incredibly luxurious, beautiful memories of a lifetime. Thank you so much, and I look forward to chatting with you and your listeners again in the future.
Well, Edie, you came across crystal clear, and we thank you again for joining us today. We just had two great interviews today, and both of our guests talked about traveling over the holidays. So I want to give you a few tips to make sure that if you're planning to travel over the holidays, let's do that. But because it's never too early to start thinking about whether it's the Thanksgiving or Christmas travel planning, part of this is the fact that you really want to make sure that you plan the dates. Look at what you're going to be doing, whether you're going on a cruise or whether you're just doing a family trip to get someplace. But that's an important part of traveling. You want to plan for that. You want to avoid some peak travel dates. Okay, so what are those wonderful peak travel days? At Thanksgiving, Wednesday is the critical outbound. If you can avoid that day as a rule, that would be best. And, you know, traveling on Thanksgiving Day is also, it could be more affordable because their flights are not as full. It's a breeze going through airports and things like that. So it's a lot less stressful when you're doing that. So think about that. And now we're getting closer in, so we can't guarantee that there's availability, but you need to start doing that, okay? If in Thanksgiving, if you can fly home any day other than Sunday, you may be able to take advantage of a little bit less money because availability may still be there. Now, Christmas and New Year's, their peak travel dates change each year depending on which days the holidays fall. So you can generally guess which days will be the most expensive for travel. Consider which travel days will allow you to maximize those long weekends without taking too many days off work. And that's probably when everyone will want to go. So if you're not sure, work with the Travel Authority. We highly encourage you to take a look at the days that you can travel and just call us. Let us help you plan. We know this. We will shop around. We always do. We don't just find you an airfare and say that's it. You heard some of our guests talk about the fact that, you know, they don't say no. They just figure out a way to do it. And that's our philosophy as well. Kind of know your airports. I mean, if you have options, let's say you're living in an area where there's maybe another airport within a close proximity and you don't mind, you know, driving down to something. There's many, many areas like that. We will offer those options, but just consider it if that might make it a little bit better for you to get a flight at this time, or to be able to get maybe the times and a possible rate that's affordable as well, okay? Whatever you're doing, whether you're going on by air to get to a wonderful family cruise or you're going to see the family by car, you have to leave early. There is no doubt about it because, especially with the airports, you're going to see more people traveling that maybe they don't travel that often. Maybe they travel once a year. Or maybe they haven't traveled in a couple of years. Pack wisely. Don't overpack. Don't take so much on that all of a sudden you're burdened down. You're trying to grab every child in your family and having them pull this huge suitcase carry-on bag. Try to pack as light as possible when you're going. But also, don't try to pack gifts and take them on. I highly suggest that you ship them. It's just a lot easier to take them. You can wrap those gifts, so when you get to your destination, they are there. If you try to wrap them, and whether it's in a check bag or a carry-on bag, chances are TSA may open them just to check out something that they've looked at. So do that as well. Try to take every point when you're traveling and remember, I want to be stress-free. Make sure you have some things for the children to do in an airport or whatever, on the plane. Pack some of those, dry snacks, things like that to take. The last thing you want to be is running between flights. So if you're offered an option to have a little longer layover in an airport, you can take advantage of that. Because you can grab something to eat, you can relax for a little bit, and then you're not worried about weather. You're not worried about, will I be delayed because of de-icing? All those different things that go on it. But keep your cool. If I can stress anything other than, you need to just approach holiday travel and approach it and just say, I'm going to relax. I'm not going to get upset. Things are going to happen maybe. I'll do what I can do, and I will make this work. And I think you'll have that better experience. But if you're listening to this and you haven't made those arrangements yet, please do. Because at the Travel Authority, we don't like to say no either. We want to take good care of you with that. Another thing to remember right now, and it's been in the news, but I just really want to make sure we hit that again. Whether you're traveling for holidays or traveling in general, there is a ban on the on U.S. flights for sure with the Samsung 7 Note Galaxy phone, and so you cannot take that on, okay? The U.S. Department of Transportation has announced that it issued an emergency order to ban all Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone devices from air transportation in the United States. So if you thought you could carry it on, you thought you could pack it, you cannot take it at all on board a plane. And these are for flights to and from or within the United States. Again, the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 devices. And the phones also cannot be shipped as air cargo. So this ban is in effect now. And so you need to really pay attention to that, and please don't do that. And a few international airlines are also prohibiting the Galaxy, Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphone on their flights. And, we can probably expect to see more airlines will do the same. So it has been in the news, but I wanted to make sure, just in case you thought you could still take it on board, please don't do that. And then last but not least, as you have heard us, with some of a few of our commercials that have been on our show, talk about the identity theft. And I want to put a really great positive spin on this one. We had a client contact us with a wonderful story about the fact that they had the insurance. They took the insurance out. They were traveling, and they were traveling in Europe, and something happened. And their people got into their system and could see things that they shouldn't have seen as far as their identity. And because they had this insurance, it was a positive vacation. It was a positive time because they talked about the ease of what happened when they contacted the company and said, hey, this has happened to us. Or they actually, at the same time, things were coming through so they could see that the company was also contacting them about it. They didn't lose their vacation. They didn't ruin that at all. They had a great time. They came back and said, this is a great policy. I'm keeping it in effect, not just because I'm traveling, but year-round. And so it's a proven fact that these programs do work. And our travel consultants at the Travel Authority can take care of that, helping you get signed up for it. So I wanted to leave our show today on a real positive spin. We've had some great guests. We've taken ourselves around the world and back. And I hope you enjoyed it. And so we'll talk to you next week.
It all happened so fast.
It felt like our lives had been ripped apart.
Over 13 million people were victims of identity theft in 2015.
I was just so angry and frustrated.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate.
More than half of the victims of identity theft spent over a year trying to resolve issues.
It happened when we were traveling, which we were told doubles your risk.
Luckily, help is just a phone call away to the Travel Authority. Iris Identity Protection offers proactive identity monitoring to the deepest corners of the internet.
I wish I had a way of turning back the clock.
Credit monitoring, timely email alerts, and $1 million in identity theft insurance.
Our lives will never be the same.
Iris Identity Protection through the Travel Authority. Peace of mind when you travel, peace of mind when you're home.
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information. Listen each week to Talk Radio 1080 from 10 a.m. to 11. Travel Talk brought to you by the Travel Authority and Outdoor Company. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand.